In Baltimore, a homemade DVD has surfaced that may provide clues as to why it's so hard for police to crack drug cases. The two-hour video is called Stop Expletive Snitching, and it sells on the black market for $10.
Stop snitching.
In the DVD, pot-smoking, gun-toting young men point admonishingly to the camera. They show off sparkly watches and wads of cash, and they spew profanity-laden threats against rats, anyone who buckles under police pressure to report a crime.
We got a lot of rats up here we want to expose. You know what I mean? It ain't too many of them because we deal with them, you know what I'm saying? We don't really know who the real rats is, but we got a couple of them that we do know, but they ain't around here no more, you feel what I'm saying?
The Baltimore Sun first reported on this homemade DVD last week, 2 months after police discovered it through an informant. It turns out such DVDs are hardly new on the streets of Baltimore, but this latest one includes a six-minute segment with Denver Nuggets basketball star Carmelo Anthony, a native of Baltimore. U.S. Congressman Elijah Cummings represents Baltimore and is the ranking Democrat on the House committee that oversees the nation's drug policy. He's spoken out against this DVD, and he joins us on the line now. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Representative Cummings, the existence of this kind of DVD at all might shock a lot of people. Were you surprised?
No, I wasn't totally surprised because the whole drug culture has gone high tech. These kind of DVDs are used to send messages to those who might want to cooperate with the police, so I wasn't shocked at all.
Do you have any idea how many people are seeing these DVDs?
A lot of them. I don't know the number, but a survey was done, I think it is this high school, which is a Catholic high school, and they asked the kids how many had seen it, and five out of every six kids had seen that video. And this is somewhere where you wouldn't normally expect it to be seen.
Do you think a video like this would be effective? Would it persuade people not to report a crime they'd seen?
No doubt about it. This DVD is a kind of thing that they would stick under the door of somebody who they are aiming at, give to their family member. The fact is that keep in mind, one of the reasons why this DVD is so insulting and upsetting to so many people in Baltimore is just over a year ago, we had the Dawson family to be firebombed in the middle of the night, a mother, father, and five children to be basically incinerated in the middle of the night because they were cooperating with the police. So it's not just the people who are in the drug world that are affected by something like this. It is the regular, everyday citizens, community leaders who want to cooperate with the police, and they get this message too.
You've called on Nugget star Carmelo Anthony to denounce this video. Anthony says he had no idea his image would be included on this kind of DVD. And having watched this, that does seem plausible. I mean, the scenes with him are very short. He's hanging out with friends. He doesn't say much at all. This video is just a bunch of scenes really crudely put together. Is it not possible that he really did not know what else would be put together with the scenes he's in?
Well, sure, that's quite possible. The fact is he knows the people that he was hanging around with, and he know what they do on a daily basis. I know that he is a very bright young man. He understands the streets of Baltimore very well. He knows who the players are. Seemed like the thing that he would want to do is come out and say, look, you know, to the world in a news conference or something, look, I don't believe in drugs. I'm against drugs. And I would encourage our young people not to get involved with them because drugs simply destroy you and destroy your neighborhoods and your families.
Elijah Cummings represents Maryland's 7th Congressional District. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Carmelo Anthony has posted a statement about the DVD on his website. He says he does not approve of its content. I come from a very tough neighborhood, the statement says, and I don't condone some of the things that happened there. When we contacted the Denver Nuggets, we were told Anthony had nothing to add to that website statement.